Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, happy Sunday, 4/21/24, Shots Brothers Show, Episode 6, Brad and Troy. Troy, are you there, my friend?
I'm here, sir.
Ah, excellent, excellent. How are you doing?
Good morning, good afternoon. I'm doing all right today. Doing all right.
Excellent.
Yourself?
Excellent. Doing good, doing good. No work today for me. So I'm happy about that.
Oh, any day no work is a good day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Shots Brothers Show, we're live on Blog Talk. Oh, that reminds me. Let me go send something on Twitter. We're also on X, Twitter. Brad and Troy here. Call-in number is 563-999-3404. Sunday in the news, we're just going to shoot the shit and see what's up. Where do you want to go today, Troy?
Oh, well, let's see. Any day, first off, any day not being a slave, making somebody else rich is pretty good, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a good day. That's a good day.
That's what we do every day. We go to work and we make somebody rich. I highly encourage people to get out there and start your own business. Quit making these cocksuckers rich. They're paying you shit. Not a livable wage. Now out in California, they're paying these guys McDonald's $20 an hour.
Oh, and wait, so let me tell you about that.
They're raising the Big Mac and what is it, $20? What is it, $10, $20 for a meal now? You know what? How about the asshole that owns a place that's making, you know, $3, $4, $5 million a year? Why don't you take a pay cut, numbnuts? Why don't you fucking take a pay cut? Why don't you take the hit? Why don't you take the hit? And let the consumer stay as it is. I remember buying fucking burgers for 50 cents.
Oh, my God. Burgers. Remember fucking tacos were like 39 cents?
Tacos. Yeah, tacos were nothing. Tacos from Taco Bell, we were in high school, 59 cents. 59 fucking cents. What are they now? They're $1.50, buck something?
Yeah,
I go to Taco Bell.
At least.
It's $10, three tacos.
Yeah, you can't go Mexican pizza. You can't go Mexican pizza anymore because that thing's like $7 now.
$7.
It's all dog shit food anyways. We're better off buying our own and cooking it at home. Fuck these guys.
And people got to understand that. These corporations have to understand that. They got to stop fucking the people, just like the government. It doesn't just pass down. The government fucks the people. So then the corporation, and they're like, I got to have my lifestyle. I got to have my Mr. Owner of McDonald's, Captain Dickwad. He's like, hey, cutting out of my $10 million a year deal. I can't live anything less than that. How the fuck
can
you not?
I heard this study about these owners. Back in the 80s, So the owner to employee ratio as far as pay was about 400-1. Now my numbers might be off, but you'll get the point. 400-1 in the 80s. Now they said it's like over 3,000-1.
Wow.
So they're just making money, and that's the problem. Once you become a corporation, you're not a successful corporation if you don't keep making more and more and more money. So these owners can't take less because then they're seen as failures and they're not being successful. Even though they're employing a bunch of people, they're changing people's lives by paying them, I don't want to say the communist term, but a living wage to where you can actually afford rent, you could afford a car payment, you could afford insurance, lights, water, you know, food. Maybe once in a while you go out to eat at Chili's and eat some dog shit food there.
I mean, that's it. I mean, that's barely.
Barely.
They're still paying $12 an hour out here in Tennessee. How in the hell?
That is insane. I don't know how you even, how it's even, they shouldn't even, if you can't, I wouldn't have said this years ago, but now that I've been a slave in Slavelandia, America, my whole life, I don't think you should. If you cannot, if you are run a business and you need help, if you can't pay that person enough to survive, okay, this is if you want, because they want you there at least 40 hours, so you're living there, right? A third of your day is at work. A third is sleeping, yeah, and a third is at home. And they want you there that whole time, and they don't compensate you. That's the problem, is that there's too many sheep in this country. They just go along. They go home. They watch their fucking Netflix. They watch their TV. They do whatever. You know, it's
TikTok.
And it's just terrible. TikTok. Oh, yeah. They're freaking out that they're banning TikTok. Bye. Bye. See you, TikTok.
Yeah, see you, TikTok. See you, Chinese spies.
They're all spies. They're all our iPhone spies on you. It's just insane.
It is. It is.
And the pay is not going to change because the owners will not make less. And like George Carlin said, he said they want smart enough workers that can run the systems and know how to press the buttons, but not smart enough to realize that they're getting fucked in the ass by the owner, by the less hours, no overtime, no benefits, no medical, right? So now they don't even have to offer medical. They just, the nanny government, you got to go Obamacare. So they're making even more money now because they don't have insurance plans like they used to have.
Yeah.
Just getting worse. It's just greed. Greed is bad, dude. And money, the fun tokens. That's what I'm starting to call them. Federal Reserve notes, a.k.a. fun tokens.
How much is your insurance?
Or what?
A week. How much is your health insurance in California a week?
I don't have anything. I fly under the radar. I don't go to the doctor, take supplements.
Okay, same here.
But if I signed up for Obamacare, I tried to sign up. I was going to see how much it was just to, you know, because I'm getting older. $330 a month. Yeah. $330 a month.
Oh.
And that's supposed to be affordable.
That's not bad. I mean, here in Tennessee.
$82.50 a week.
In my work, if I were to go through work, it's $150 a week in Tennessee.
Oh my God.
At my work.
Oh my God.
Can you
and they pay $12 an hour.
When I was in Arizona working for Toyota, I was paying $35 a week in 2015? Yeah, 2015. $35 full coverage. I can go to, the whole shebang. There was one for $30, one for $35. And I was like, give me the $35. I can go anywhere, ask for any doctor. What in the hell happened from there to there? Bidenomics?
No.
Bidenomics.
Well, Biden just got in. So it's like this has all been set in place, even though he's been part of the system his whole life. So, yeah, it could be. And they just did the $60 billion to Ukraine. So it's like, how come we can't get $60 billion? How about you divide $60 billion by everybody who filed a tax return? How about we do that? Right? You file a tax return, here's, we want a chunk. But they can't do it, dude. So it's like Klaus Schwab. I'm going to tell you something about California now. All the insurance companies are bailing. State Farm started it. So now we're all out. So our HOA, we have two HOAs that come to about $500 a month. We have one for our small community and then one for the whole big, because one big community with a bunch of little pocket communities, and you have to have two of them, two HOAs.
Why don't you let me know how much you pay a month in HOA fees?
What's that?
I bet it's $300.
It's 500. I think it's 529 or 525.
Are you kidding me?
Listen,
Mercedes-Benz or payment.
Oh, dude, that's a new electric. That's new electric lease. You can get the brand new electric SUV Benz on a lease.
Highlander.
Listen, it gets worse. It gets worse. Listen, so now we have no fire coverage because everyone, all the insurance companies are like, we out. Because the California Insurance Commissioner is making it, they passed some new rule that basically they're screwed. And they're like, we can't financially operate here because we'll be toast. So, avida Zane, adios, hasta luego, they're leaving. So now we're going to be, now we have to go with the few companies that are here that are just raping you. They are just, oh, it's insane. So, as an HOA, you have to have reserves. Right, and you have to have like 75% reserves as a healthy HOA, which means you have to have like $500,000 sitting around just in case money, right? Just in case something goes wrong or you have to maintain. Plus, you have to do roads, tree trimming. You know HOA, they got to do all the shit. So
and
now we have no coverage.
What's up? You can't sue.
No. If anything, they put a lien on your house and you're screwed. You can't sell your house until it's paid off.
You have to be Trump if you want to sue an HOA. You have to have Trump money.
And look at Trump. Look at Trump. He's going to be running the country from jail, bro. He's going to have some homies. Okay, let me continue.
They won't even let him go to his son's graduation.
I know, dude. That's terrible. Okay, hold on. We'll go back to that.
Just go to your shit. Go to your shit. We'll go to that later.
So now they're like panicking because they have to go with these new insurance, and insurance went from $2,000 a month to $12,000 a month. So now there's going to be a special assessment of $1,680 that every homeowner in here has to cough up within 6 months or they'll get a lien, and HOA is going up 20%.
Oh,
it's time to leave. I've been telling the better half, they're trying to hose us. They don't want us to be successful. They want our money. All they do in Sacramento is make new rules that fuck us. It's time. It's been time. 2020, summer of 2020 was my plan to get out. The kids are grown up, graduated. See you when you're all grown up.
I don't get it why you're still there. I really don't.
Yeah.
I just get it, but I don't.
I'm seriously, it's terrible, dude. I don't like it. It's not healthy. I feel like I'm behind enemy lines. The chair is against the wall, and I'm behind enemy lines, dude. It's insane.
Yeah, we went to the movies and watched Civil War.
Oh, you saw it. Okay. Yeah, give me a review on that, because I've heard some crazy. I heard it was like very terrible, unexplainable. How did this happen? Why that happened? They never said anything.
The worst. It's like the ladies on the View made the fucking movie. It was the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. Not even close.
Oh, I'm so glad I didn't go see it. I was going to go see it, and I was like, first of all, okay, is Texas and California, they're together? Is that how the movie?
Nobody knows. It doesn't say anything about it. You don't know who's fighting. You don't know who's fighting who. Who's the government? Who are the people? Are the people together? That are we all together? Nobody fucking knows anything. I looked at Jenny. I was like, who's fighting who? She goes, I was wondering the same thing. I have no clue. I have no clue what's going on. No clue. I mean, there's one part in the movie that was real, and it was two or three guys, and they had hijacked a Toyota Land Cruiser. They're speeding, and all of a sudden they just keep going and whatever. So all of a sudden they're stopped, which is, it's terrible. It's just terribly made. And they're out, and there's a couple Americans, maybe rednecks, whatever. And they have the three passengers. Two are Chinese, and one's American. So the other ones, it's press. It's press. It's all about press. So they're press and they're filming everything, and it's just absolutely terrible. But the one thing is, you know, and I get this. So the guy says, so the guy shoots a Chinese guy. Okay. And then the other press people show up behind him, and they're like, the guy's like, so where are you from? Well, I'm from Texas. All right. Where are you from? I'm from Colorado. Okay. Where are you from? He says, another state. Okay. He goes, who's the guy behind you hiding? He goes, well, I'm from like Korea or whatever the hell he said. And just boom, it shoots him. That's going to happen. That shit is going to happen.
He was like Korean American or Korean fucking like visiting?
It,
what the fuck?
It's not going to matter. China,
oh, think people, is, yeah.
China is trying to destroy us. Okay, the ship running into the bridge. Mm-hmm. Electronics one. Okay. Oh, that happens all the time, doesn't it, there, buddy? That happens all the time.
Yeah, right as you're going into a pillar of a major bridge.
Yeah, that happens all the time. So they shut down our ships. Okay, so now they know they can do that. It destroys our way of life, our way to get home. They figured that out. Then my phone shut down for about 4 hours.
Really?
Yeah. You remember that? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I was
a lot
in St. Thomas. I was in St. Thomas on the island. I was doing island things, man. I was doing island things.
So,
fuck your phone,
so
man.
A lot of people lost their phones. Their phone. I mean, you and I are Gen X. We live without phones for a long time. I mean, you could do this to us, that's fine. You'll make us happy
because this thing's like a chain around you.
Trust me, my brain will grow back and it will be fine. The kids.
Are your birds?
Will absolutely be fucked. So then, I think 3 days ago, they shut down 911 calls. China did.
Yep, I heard that. They're probing us, dude. They're probing us like aliens probing your butt.
They're testing. And what the fuck works and what doesn't.
And what is our response? You know what I mean?
We don't buy guns. Buy fucking ammo. Get ready.
I know what you need to do. What I'm saying is, whoever's hacking us, they're hacking us as part of the test.
What do you think Biden's
going to
do? What the fuck is Biden and his administration going
to
do? He ain't going to do shit. He's a bitch.
They're trying
He's
to
a
see.
Pussy.
They're
He's
trying
a
to see how the public reacts. They're trying to see how the public react to hacking and everything, because that's why you would do little probes like this. It's like that movie with Mel Gibson and the aliens. Did you ever see that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you remember how they said they're probing people? He goes to the military
yeah.
recruiter, and because he's like, they've seen some strange people around here the other day. And the guy's all, if you ask me, it's a recon testing us. They're seeing our weaknesses. They're seeing how we would respond.
Yeah.
Dude,
that
yeah, we're going to get hacked. EMP, bro.
Yeah,
yeah, it was a great movie. Signs was the name of it.
It is. That was. Yeah. I love Mel Gibson, by the way. He's a big Trump supporter.
I do too, dude. Every movie he does, I go see in the theater. I'll go see it by myself. I just go. I love it.
Yeah. Because
when I think of Mel Gibson, I think of Martin Riggs from Lethal Weapon. That bad motherfucker.
That's just a. He's a badass. He's a badass dude.
With that Beretta?
Yeah.
All right, here I have the signs. Here I have the sign thing. Hold on a second. Go ahead.
What's one of the most iconic movies that he was ever in?
Which was?
Which I'm asking you. Which was the most iconic movie
in? I don't. He's been a lot, but one of the best was The Patriot.
No. Before that. Before that.
I don't know which one.
The desert. When the world goes
Yeah. Fucking Mad Max, bro.
Dude, that was the baddest movie on the planet when I was growing up.
Gasoline
and
King.
I never thought we'd see it. But I think we're gonna see it. I think we're gonna be
all right, hold on one sec. Listen to this. Let's see if we can hear it. Hopefully you can hear it. I'm going to turn it way the fuck up. This is what they're doing with us. I mean, they already know pretty much what we're doing.
Yeah. It's all planned out.
Can you hear it?
I've got it figured.
Yeah.
You do? I've had two separate folks tell me there've been strangers around these parts last couple of nights. Can't tell what they look like. They're staying in the shadows. It's like nobody's been hurt, mind you. And that's the getaway. It's called probing. It's a military procedure. Send out a reconnaissance group. Small. Check things out. Not to engage, but to evaluate. Situation. Evaluate the level of danger. Make sure things are all clear.
Did you hear that?
That's it.
That's it. Dude.
That's it, bro.
That's it. They're already here too, because the border's wide open. They're just waiting. They're probably just enjoying themselves with $10,000 a month, right? They're buying brand new Tacomas. They're going to strip clubs. They're having steak dinner, and they're just waiting for the sign.
Yeah.
Then it's game on.
Let's just say for a minute, I mean, if anybody's listening, this might be a little bit overboard for some, but it's not for me. I believe the aliens are here. I believe they're shapeshifters, lizards, if you want to call them, whatever you want to call them. I believe most are Democratic.
For the record,
they,
I call them fucking lizards.
I believe they are on the left, and they are absolutely trying to destroy this country.
Oh, wait a second. I think they're on the right as well. Those rhinos, they're part of it. Good old boys club. Aliens, lizard club. And they pretend.
Yep, there are some. Like JFK Jr., the guy that can't even talk. Sounds like he's got fucked in the mouth. Sounds like he went to prison and got fucked in the mouth by everybody in the prison. Have you heard this guy talk?
Yeah. Robert Kennedy Jr., is that the one you're talking about?
Yep.
Yeah, he's got some larynx problem.
Mouth raped by everybody in the prison. And
his vice, his VP mate is some ex-wife of some Google head, so another elite. That's all we
dude.
Need is Google in the White House.
She's like, I got so much money. What do you want? And that's the whole problem with the left is they have so much power with the money.
Yeah.
Right doesn't have because we're afraid. Oh,
and look what they're doing! Look what they're doing to the DJT, man. They can do it to him. We're easy pickings, bro.
Easy picking.
Easy picking. They don't even want to mess with us. We're so boring. They're going for the big fish, DJT. He's going to be running the country from cell fucking 34F. He's going to be making – the prison's all going to love him, bro. There's going to be some guys trying to shank him, and they're going to get beat down. Don't you mess with
him. Yeah, I just
– dang, dude. Oh, yeah, like you were saying, they wouldn't even allow him to go to his son's graduation. The judge wouldn't even find it in his – lizard heart.
The judge
to be like,
voted.
Look, I understand this is a big moment for your family. You could take a day off. They always taking days off.
The judge voted and donated to Biden. The judge voted and donated to Biden.
And his daughter runs like the fucking is part of the DNC, I think.
I mean, I listen to these guys on the radio and they're lawyers and shit. I don't know all the big words, but I'm telling you, we're fucked. America
The Republic has fallen a long time ago.
We're done.
Not a fucking democracy either.
Done.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do, man. We're just going to watch it fall apart. Well, one good thing is that we got to see it as young kids at one of its highest points, you know, when things were good, place was safe. You get a good, decent job, own a home.
Yeah. And those days are gone.
Now it's, yeah.
Those days are gone.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, so the house next to us, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath townhome attached to another house or whatever you want to call condo, whatever the I don't even know what it's classified as.
Let me guess first. 950.
Okay, hold on. Listed for 925. You want to try again?
Look at that. I'm right on the money.
You're damn close on the money, dude. It went for a little bit of a bidding war, and it went for $1,060,000.
And how far away are you from the beach?
20 minutes, maybe.
20 minutes?
Maybe 15 if you hit some lights. You don't have to do the freeway. Just straight shot.
I remember
one street, boom.
I remember living in Newport Beach back in, 2005. Okay?
Yeah. I was here.
I
could have
bought a house
back then.
I could have bought a house in Newport Beach and looking at the ocean for $700.
Whoa,
maybe
I
a little
imagine
less.
Imagine what it's probably worth two and a half now.
I could have walked a block and been on the sand for about 5 to 7. And I guarantee you that thing's worth probably, what, 5, maybe 3 mil?
Oh, if it's that close, yeah, it's got to be 3 to 5.
little tiny shack. You know how Newport is.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Little tiny shacks. Little tiny shacks. I mean, right next to each other.
If it's one of those, it might be worth $7. Because it's right there. Literally, you put on your flip-flops, take a couple steps, and you're in the sand.
Yeah.
You hear the waves crashing at night when it's quiet.
Yeah, I was looking at them. I was looking at houses back then. I was like,
it's got to be worth a lot because you can rent those for probably $5,000 a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't understand who would want to. I mean, these people just got so much money. They have so many fun tokens, because these houses are going for. This is like $85,000 over asking. I mean, bidding war.
Yeah.
Which,
shit.
You know, it's always great for your house value to go up, right? But if you're not selling, you're house rich, which in the long run, especially in this state, is going to fuck you, because everything to fix in this state is way expensive with environmental rules and everything else, right? Plus property taxes. It's worth $1 million. So now we got to pay property taxes of a property worth $1 million. But we don't have $1 million. You know what I mean? We're still paying it off.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, it's so great. Is it? Is it? Is it? Are you selling? It's great for sellers. The house is like taking it in the ass. If you're not selling now, then who knows, dude? It's $7,500 a year. It's probably going to go to $9,000 or more. I mean, and they shouldn't be. They're so overpriced. They're not worth that. They're not built well. They're falling apart. Nothing is built well. Even the new homes now. I watch this dude on Instagram. He's a home inspector. And he's just like, oh, my, this is just so shoddy. Everything's terrible. Nothing's built like it was back in the day.
Yeah, I was going to buy a home in Colorado from D.R. Horton. And the stairs were absolutely terrible. And there was a lady up, you know, one of the realtors upstairs. And I was like, have you looked at this house? And she goes, yeah. I said, did you see all the gaps in the stairs, staircasing going downstairs? I said, that's unfinished. I saw so much that was wrong. I can't even imagine what's wrong that's covered up. I was like, I will not be buying from you. So I went with another company. And fuck me, dude. Nobody gives a shit anymore. Nobody's getting paid. I get it. I wouldn't buy a new house. My house is 1953, brick.
Well, it was probably built great compared to now.
This house is a brick shit house.
Yeah,
this
ain't going nowhere.
Shit, ain't going nowhere. There's no way.
Yeah.
I don't have HOA. No HOA. Ugh. I will never, ever
HOA
in my life
FU.
Do an HOA. You think I want to work in China? You know, everybody says not.
Exactly what the supreme, emperor.
I want to work for fucking Ching Chang Chung. No,
dude, the supreme emperor has said we need $1,680 from you in by 6 months, and 20% increase in HOA for fire insurance.
For what?
For
what
something,
do they do for
a policy written on paper. They're doing nothing. And here was listen to my plan, being a Colorado farm boy. This was my plan. Okay, we pay $96,000 a year to a landscaping company to mow little patches of yard and trim trees. I said, whatever happened to the community coming together and saving $100,000? Every Sunday, a few of us men get out there with mowers and trimmers, and we do it ourselves, and we save $96,000. Take a little pride of ownership. And everyone laughed. Everyone's like, huh, huh.
Sad.
Like, what?
It is. The men.
The men are. They're neutered.
They're neutered. I'm sitting on my Troy.
Give me an edger.
I'm sitting on my Troy built lawnmower right now. I love. Okay. I take pride in having the best looking lawn in the neighborhood. And I do. I absolutely do. I have the best looking lawn.
What's your secret? Scott's fertilizer?
No. It is. I won't tell you.
Isn't a plug, by the way.
Not a plug. Okay,
but this is a plug. Papa's an herb concentrate THC. Here we go.
Where the hell did I
Shots Brothers Show, everybody. Guest call in or live call in. 563-999-3404. We're on X. 563-999-3404. Blog Talk Radio, if you're listening. Probably not, but so this can go to the archives. We'll send this into space for the aliens.
Really,
Troy,
some of the great,
Troy on
yeah.
a Troy built. How does that feel, Troy on a Troy built?
Feels good. I got her all tuned up. Sound like wet grass, but
did you clean her after yesterday's journey? Did you give her a good cleaning?
I did.
Because I remember when I used to mow my grandfather's yard when I was a yee little lad, and every time we were done, we had to hose out the bottom of the and sharpen the blade. Every time. That's how men used to be built, dude.
I just sharpened the blade on my hog.
You didn't put that mower back dirty at all. If you did, you're probably going to catch a beating.
Yes.
That mower went back into the garage, spit shined for the next use.
Yes, my Honda, the push mower, it has a smart drive.
Ooh, that's nice, Honda.
The wife uses it to get exercise. So
yeah.
So like, it won't
keep
move.
Keep them bitches in shape. No, just kidding.
Yeah, you got to, you know, Gen X. So, you know, so she's going. She goes, it won't do the smart drive. So I'm like, all right. So I flip it over, shut the gas off, flip it over, do some work. And I'm like, fuck, belt's gone. So I go to Lowe's, I go to Home Depot, I go to Tractor Supply. Nobody's got the. So I just ordered it on Amazon. It's coming on Tuesday. But I got to take off the blade. You got to take out this other part. You got to re-undo the transmission. There's a cable.
Damn.
Undid that. And, yes, and I didn't know where the belt. Yes, yeah, I had to disassemble the whole thing.
Was this on YouTube?
Yeah, it's a YouTube deal. I watched the guy on YouTube.
YouTube University, dude. It's awesome.
It's that easy. And, now I just got to wait for the belt. Put the belt back on and just be good to go. But the shit that I use is Tenacity. It's a herbicide, Tenacity.
Nice.
I spray that on my lawn, and it keeps away all the all the shit. But it's all
little chiggers.
Yeah, and it's just phenomenal. And I'll do it on my lawnmower. I just grab my pump sprayer, and I'll just drive around and spray behind me.
Nice.
Because I'm driving. And
that's
phenomenal.
So smart.
Yeah. Best looking lawn. I'm planting more trees. I've always been weird about that. I don't know why. I always got to have a nice lawn. But I don't know why. I don't need an HOA. But I see where some people...
Nah, it looks nice, dude. Pulling up to shitty lawn is the worst.
My neighbor, my neighbor, she has a long cut, but it's right now it's too long. Where the fuck is she going?
Dude, you need to go over there and tell her, look, I got a little treat for you. There.
Hold on 1 second.
All right, everybody, Shot Brothers Show. Oh. Got some papas and herbs right here. Good old papa from Miami Beach.
You have my wallet?
Shots. What's up? Shots Brothers Show. Guest call in 563-999-3404. We're on X. Let me give you our handle. Shots Brothers or at Brothers Shots.
The wife's going to
give
me
follow
beer.
Us. Oh, nice. That's a good wife. That's a good wife.
That's a good wife.
That's definitely a good wife.
That's a good wife. I didn't even have to ask. I was like, did you get my wallet? She's like, yep. But there's something in there that she needed. She's like, I need something. Either it's bugging somebody else.
I'll just go, yeah.
Either some dude called her up and said, hey, let's hit it real quick or whatever the fuck.
Hey.
he
might need beer.
Yeah, I'll be right there. He's out of beer right now. So, yeah, I'll be right there.
So it's smart. You'll have fucking a six-pack waiting for her so she won't have to go to the store. They can have more time.
Sancho.
Give it to her deep, Sancho, please. Happy wife, happy life.
Right?
It reminds me of this meme on Instagram. It said, cuck is, right? Like a cuck dude where he watches his wife with another dude. And it had a photo of all these hotel rooms. And it said, I never noticed until now, why does every hotel have a cuck chair facing the bed?
Oh, right?
And they showed that one chair just sitting there facing the bed.
Right, right.
The cuck chair.
That's
all right. What's up?
That's one thing I've never done.
No, hell no, hell no. At that point, there's no point in being together. Right?
No, I don't get it.
I mean, that just seems like it's emasculating, right?
Yeah.
You're not getting her done. Time to move on. Both of you, enjoy your life. I'll find somebody. There's a lot of fish in the sea. Find somebody that likes it. Or just go solo. Han, solo.
Get a doll. Get yourself a doll.
Get a doll. You know where I haven't been for a long time is a strip club. Strip clubs used to be nice because, like, you're like, especially like the full nudes. Because, you're not getting any. You go stare at some at least.
No. You know what's even better?
It's like taking a refresher course. It's been a while. Let me see if I remember. What that beef, that fucking Arby's giant looks like.
You know what's even better?
The show goes rated R.
You know what's even better? Is a strip club in Mexico.
Oh, don't incriminate yourself.
Oh, boy. If anybody...
Strip club in Mexico. I've never done that, dude. I imagine. Is it like the movies? There's just a line of hot, beautiful Latinas and a few chunks?
It's a 50-50.
reality. My mind's eye is blind as fuck.
I will never forget this one time. Okay? We went,
Remember. Don't be talking what stays in Tijuana, what happened in Tijuana stays in Tijuana. It's not broadcast over the airwaves. So be careful.
I'll never forget that I was sitting there drinking my Corona and a couple shots of tequila. And I saw the most beautiful.
That's like right there. That right there, two shots of tequila and that Dos Equis, fuck Corona, is like my happy place, bro. Right there, I'm feeling, my life is good. All right, sorry, go ahead.
I highly recommend going to either Ensenada. I wouldn't go anywhere inland because you'd probably get killed by the cartel. Any border places. Go inland, and I'm telling you, it's the most. It's beautiful. $20.
And
$20.
So it's just a bar. It's just a bar, and then there's
it's a strip club / bar.
Oh, and, okay, cool.
Yeah, you tell the maitre d, you like that one, and that's happening. This is years ago. I mean, we could do a whole show on how many, you know.
That's some crazy shit, man. Just like a buffet.
It is. It's a Mexican buffet.
And could you stay there? Could you stay there, regenerate, and then go back for another serving of a different plate?
Absolutely.
Oh,
my God, dude. Sit on your lap.
Give me some oxygen. Give me an IV.
They'll stroke you off. They do whatever the fuck. It doesn't
Lord.
Matter. There used to be. Now, I haven't been there in quite some time, but there was just no rules. I mean,
it's probably changed now. Everything's gotten shit.
Now, they changed the age limit. 2012, 2015, 21. I think to 18.
Oh, they went down?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, there was girls there that were 13 years old.
Oh, no.
13, 15. It wasn't me.
That's like Jeffy. That's Jeffy Epstein.
I didn't go to Jeffstein Island. I mean, but yeah, in Mexico, there was no rule.
Which I saw. You'd buy that on my last trip to St. Thomas. Well, not buy
it.
Is that
right?
I could see it in the distance. Yeah, we went on a 90-minute jet ski tour, or Sea-Doo, not jet ski. I always say jet ski because that's just what it's the original. He's like, you guys want to go? He didn't want to go out or anything. And I was like, yeah, let's. He's like, you want to keep going out because it's getting choppy? And he's like, nah, dude, this is easy. So he's like, all right, I'll take you a little further and we can see Jeffrey Epstein's island.
Good Lord. Would you have gone?
Well, I mean, these guys didn't know where they were getting into. So if they're like, hey, we're taking, you want to go on, Jeff owns an island. You want to take a private jet? And you're like, what?
Oh, both. You know, exactly. These motherfuckers. Okay. So let's say I'm a billionaire. I'm like, hey, my man, you want to come out to my island? Well, what? I got a bunch of young bitches here. Who the fuck ain't going to go to an island?
Apparently all the lizards in Washington went.
I mean, seriously, everybody went. Everybody went. Well, if you're a man.
They're all in the same club, bro. They're all in the same club.
If you're a Gen X man, I mean, after this, you guys are a bunch of pussies. If you're a Gen X and before, you're going. You're going to the island. Is it wrong?
Yeah, they got logged in.
Absolutely, it's wrong. But men being men, you're going. You're going to go.
Dude, these guys probably got, they got so much video on them, they'll do anything they're told. And I'm sure a lot of them are married men with kids, right? Squeaky clean politician.
Didn't Biden go?
Biden, they own an island by there. They own an island, dude. The Biden family owns an island. Let me Google it right now, because I swear. Conspiracies. Near St. Croix.
Cheer this bad boy start up. Let's see what a tune I did.
Oh, that's bad audio.
Sounds like it has a can.
What is that?
It's my Troy bill.
Started her up?
Yep. Right off the bat. Boom. I did a good tune on it. Got this thing for free.
Dude, I cannot believe this shit. So 60 more billion to Ukraine. Basically to us. We should buy fucking military industrial complex stocks. Wow. Troy built, huh? That's the way to go?
If I were to go again, I'd do a Husky.
The Tesla Model Y starts at $29,490?
Yeah, they dropped it big time. Yeah, he dropped the price big time on it, all the way.
Yeah, because my guy, my man Gerald Salente says the new trend on EVs is EV, go F you.
Yeah.
No one's buying them, huh? Here they're selling hotcakes. Everyone looks like stormtroopers. They're all in white Teslas.
Yeah, Rams are down $13,000. You could knock $13,000 off a Ram.
Wow!
If not
remember
more,
when they had us? They had us over the barrel just about a year ago. Now the tables have turned. I knew they would. These slime buckets. Yeah, slime buckets. Same people who run the Jack in the Boxes. You know. They want to lower the price because they got to make more money.
I was selling cars for $7,000 over sticker and getting it. Over.
What were you walking away with on a deal like that? What were you walking away with in your check for you? What would you make?
$900.
Damn. You make $900 on something. Maybe someone might come in right away. They knew what they wanted. They had the money. They liked you. Clicked, boom, couple hours. You got $900.
Yeah.
And other times you'd have to do a lot of little phone work, email work, right? Do a little smooching. Come on in. Boom, $900. Fuck.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice. If you could string a couple of those together, you're making good money.
That's when I enjoyed it. And then it stopped. And I'm like, how do I go from making this much to back to 150? And I'm like, done.
You gotta be a squirrel. Oh yeah, life's over. I give up.
I'm over it.
In 2000, like, the credit crisis broke me in 2007, 2010. I basically gave up on the country at that point. The country, when they bailed all those bankers out, everybody lost their pension. Everybody got kicked out of their home. They were doing predatory loans. They didn't get in trouble. fuck, it's over. I was making like 30 an hour, dude. 30 an hour, full benefits, overtime. I was making great money. And then just went literally cut in half. There was a job a couple months after I got laid off, and they wanted me to do everything I was doing at the other place and web design for 15 an hour. And at that point, I said, fuck you, I'm going golfing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just something's got to give. Something's got to give. Okay, so Civil War movie, complete garbage. You and I could have directed a better one with our iPhones. The idiot.
Oh, with our eyes. Yeah, with our eyes
closed.
Because
the Civil War, dude, you're going to have all kinds of separate little armies everywhere. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, there's homes, I mean, with just husband and wife. My wife can shoot. I taught her how to shoot.
Yeah, you got your little team right there.
It's going to be homes. It's going to be
that's
neighborhoods.
What I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Neighborhoods versus neighborhoods.
I know guys that are militia. I can make one phone call and be like, hey. If anybody's listening, you need to buy ammo and you need to buy canned goods.
Oh, yeah.
Canned
and
goods.
Water, dude. Water.
Or a sifter or something to boil it with.
Yeah. Okay. So you need a rocket stove. So you get those little cinder blocks. You can Google this or go on YouTube and do a rocket stove. You get cinder blocks and you line them up in a certain fashion. It looks like a little chimney. You have a little chute in the bottom for trees and leaves and whatever. And then you can put pans on top, iron pans, because cast iron can take the fire and not melt. And then you can boil water.
Do you got a good sleep?
Oh, yeah, I got like four of them.
Okay,
yeah, I got pads.
Yeah.
I got like all kinds of camp. It's to me, it's going to be like camping, bro. It's going to be like camp. It's like when we used to go camping all the time.
You and I in Colorado. I mean, we went camping all the time.
It's going to be like that, and dude.
It's going to be just like that. Fishing gear. We need fishing gear.
Fishing, yeah. Oh, I gotta step up my fishing gear. I need a new little rod, collapsible one that you can carry. You don't want that big ass. You just gotta get something to eat, right? You don't have to catch the biggest fish in the pond. Just give me a couple little something to sustain. Yeah,
you can
fishing
gear
is an excellent idea. Excellent idea.
Yeah, fishing gear is very
and
important.
And I think water, those little portable life straws.
I have
filters.
One.
You can put, get a couple of those. The rule is one equals none. So if you have one of something, you have nothing of it because it breaks, you're done. One is none, two is one. So everything, you got to have double, duplicate, triplicate, just a backup. You basically have to have a huge Walmart at your house, a little mini Walmart of everything.
I like it.
Got to get candles, right? Let's see. And I've seen, you know those ceramic little pots that you could plant? If you put them upside down and you put a candle in there, it heats up the ceramic and acts like a little heater without you know, because candles, you're going to fuck up the inside air with candles, but it's not going to kill you right away. Unlike if you fire up a generator in your house, you're fucking dead. Sure, idiots are going to do that. And being quiet. Like this old man says that I listen to, Joel Skousen, says, hey, what's going to happen is the city's going to come out to the suburbs looking for stuff. So you need to avoid them. You don't want to engage unless you have to. You need to basically evade, hide, and then come back around. You need to, because they're going to come through like a wave.
Yeah.
So let the wave go through.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Isn't
that movie called Quiet?
A Quiet Place?
The Quiet Place. That is one of my favorite. Oh my God! I mean they're coming up with a new one.
Yeah, the new one is like supposed to be before. It's like a prequel.
It's before, yeah. And they're coming up with the new Deadpool.
And oh, is a Quiet Place at the end when the daughter's about to get killed by the guy, the dad just starts screaming, I love you, whatever.
Yep.
And it
that
fucking
is a
totally.
And I love that
chills.
Guy. That guy was on The Office.
The Office. Yeah.
Fucking, and he is a funny. He is a funny, funny dude.
Dude, he's married, I think.
He just,
what is his name?
I was hanging out with. So if you're listening, let's do a couple shots with the Shots Brothers. Okay? If anybody's listening, you want to do shots with the Shots
Brothers?
No,
he's probably John Krasinski. He's married to that smoke show, Emily Blunt, the actress.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
So he's a,
I think
he's
that,
a,
that was his wife. I think that's his real wife. His wife in the movie was his wife in real life.
He's a Polack.
Yeah, so he's probably got a fucking huge anteater in his pants.
Oh, shit.
Whereas some people have the German army helmet, other people have the anteater. I think his wife is British, so she's probably used to peeling back the anteater. I'm thinking of the anteater.
Excuse me while I peel this back.
Oh, I got a present for you behind you. It's a hidden German army helmet.
Oh, shit.
That was there. What is that thing? It looks like a little bit of Arby's as well.
And so what do you know what caused, like, America to cut and for the Europeans not?
I know it's cleanliness. I think it's a medical reason, they say.
I think it's cleanliness. But, I mean, why does it – I mean, they just automatically – they didn't ask me. I mean, hey,
okay.
Troy, do you
here
mind
we go.
If
here
I
– Here we go. Here's the very first search for it. Why do Americans do circumcision? Traditionally, the U.S. medical establishment promoted male circumcision as a preventative measure for an array of pathologies, including reduced risk of penile cancer, urinary tract infections, STDs, and cervical cancer.
Bullshit.
Okay.
All of that is bullshit.
I think it's taken away pleasure.
They took away the best skin. Cancer. Extra skin causes cancer and STDs and bullshit.
No, I think what they're saying is that it's like, the anteater nose, if it's not maintained, it's like almost like a Shar-Pei dog. You know what I mean?
Like,
you always got to clean the fold. Yeah. To me, all I know is when we were born, they took us to a room and they cut the tip of our cock off to start our life. So, welcome to the world, fuckface. Right? I mean, what in the world are we doing?
How can you do that to a child?
Can you imagine the blood-curdling screams we let out?
Yeah.
You just a little baby just born. I'm breathing. Oh yeah, okay, here. Snip.
Good Lord.
When you stop and think about it, dude, you're like, what in the what is this place we live? What is this? This simulation sucks. Whoever wrote this code, man, they are whack. The Matrix is whack.
That Matrix
meter's off.
It is whack. Whacking off
whack.
Meter.
Whack. Freaking 40 hours of shit pay. Be in $150,000 in debt. Tesla's $29,000.
How's the Mazda running?
Mazda's running great. So I got a coupon from the dealer for a cheap oil change. Cheap, I mean like $79 now. So I took it to the old dealer.
Time out. For a V6.
It was like it was a, what do they call it? A $30,000 mile. They rotated the tires. They blah, 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 blah. Long story short, they said, hey, you need a new battery. It failed our test. It's got 30,000 miles.
Don't listen.
I'm like, okay. I was like, okay, how much? And they're like, $299 plus tax. I was like, whoa, wait. $299? And I was like, is that like a top of the line? No, it's just our base, like Mazda factory. I was like, okay. No.
That's a 3 year. Maybe 1 year. That's a 1 year battery.
Yeah. And I was like, nah. Nah, I'm good. Okay, well, good luck. Right? And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take it. I've had good luck with Pep Boys, Lake Forest. They never fucked me around. I had Uber. I took my car, the Ford C-Max.
Time out. Just go to Walmart. God,
no,
bitch, if
Walmart,
you
dude, do you not understand? I used to do that. They got caught not changing the filters.
No, change your own fucking battery.
Oh,
dude,
I wanted a second opinion. I wanted a second opinion, okay, before I did that. So I went to my boys at Pep Boys, who have never done me wrong. The C-Max had – I bought the C-Max with 7,700 miles. I Ubered it to 147,000 miles. Zero problems. Except for something that they fixed. Some modulator went out, but it was dealer fixed it. It was like a recall. And so I went there, and they said, he called me back. He's like, hey, what made you think you needed a new battery? And I said, oh, yeah, I went and got an oil change at the dealer, and he said it failed their test. He's like, dude, your battery's at 80%. It's fine. I was like, oh, yeah, that's why I brought it here, because I thought the dealer was trying to fuck me. He's like, yeah, they were.
Yeah.
He's like, you don't need it.
Nine times out of ten, the dealer will fuck you. Nine times out of ten, I promise.
Yeah. But I figure oil change, you can't go wrong. Look, dude, you're paying $70 anytime you go anywhere here. Walmart's $70 out here. Jiffy Lube, $70. They all raised it, and they all were like, oh, shit, let's go up. Let's all go together, holding hands, dancing through the fucking flowers. When it used to be $19.99 at Grease Monkey on 8th Avenue. $19.99.
Yeah.
And you get to go have a nice hot coffee in the waiting room. Now nothing.
Even for my V8, it was like $30.
Yeah.
$30 for a V8. That's embedded.
In Colorado, I took my Honda there, $19.99. Boom. And they didn't fuck you. They didn't strip the lug nut, so it was leaking now. They changed the filter. Well, again, maybe they didn't. These crooked bastards. I mean, you get a good mechanic, I suggest you get on your knees and you give them a happy ending because, whew.
Here's what... I probably shouldn't be saying this. Here's what I don't get. I get a doctor fixes you, and I'm doing my quotes, my air quotes.
Mm-hmm.
I think doctors are fucking
kill
idiots.
You.
Yeah,
kill
doctors
you.
Absolutely. I just went to one the other day. He was a complete dickwad. Could care less of my injury. They're all owned. I just see it right on his face. He's owned by the insurance company.
But they get paid hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to do absolutely nothing. Unless you're a surgeon, then you got skill. I'm not talking about surgeons, okay? So why is a mechanic getting paid $20 an hour? Because without the mechanic, the doctor,
there's no transportation.
Ain't going anywhere.
No.
They're not going anywhere.
Economy doesn't move.
The whole trucks, semis, they're not moving. But yet they're getting paid less.
Dude,
than
you want to hear something even worse? So I'm an aviation nerd, and I check aviation jobs. Aviation mechanic, $30 to $36 an hour. What? That's dog
terrible.
Shit. You're
that's
telling
terrible.
Me? That's why I'm not flying no more, bro. I don't trust them. I don't trust these new hires. I don't trust all the boomers are retiring. The boomers, dude, for as terrible as everyone says the boomers were, they worked. They worked their ass off their whole lives. You know what
they
I mean?
Got paid, though.
Oh, yeah, they did. And they got the sweetest spot with the housing. And I mean, they went through some shit, too. I remember my mom said the first house that we bought in Greeley, it was like 13% interest during Carter.
Piece of shit.
But then now that house was bought for $70,000. Now it's worth $500,000. So, yeah, just live your life and you're rich. As long as you own it. If you rent, oof. Might as well go get a job at Jack in the Box, $20 an hour, and make that owner rich. And pay his rent, too. Spend your paycheck at the company store.
There's houses out here in Tennessee going for 980 square feet, $2,000 a month.
Damn. That's nothing,
like,
980? That's like a studio.
And I'm like, how in the hell are you charging two?
The Californians coming out?
Well,
paying this high ass rent?
$2 a square foot? Maybe more?
Christ.
Can you imagine that? That's why I charge my stepdaughter. She lives downstairs. It's 1,000 square feet.
Yeah.
All right, you got to get ready for the real world. Now she's dating a CEO. She's about ready I think. And you know how I feel about CEOs.
Yeah.
Because you know I've been in jail a lot of times.
Yeah, you know they're pieces. They're not. He's not coming over to the house. That's happening.
He is tonight.
Oh, we don't want that rat coming over, bro.
I know.
Right?
I don't know how I'm going to handle this.
Oh, you don't want some CEO fucking getting his nut off in the stepdaughter down the basement for $1,000 a month, bro. No way. He's got a house. Go to his place.
Well, I got a dog. He's going to kill him.
Yeah. You're going to have
him. Hold up. Does not like him. She's going to know that
real quick.
Yeah. When I told Jenny, I said, if this guy ever comes over, make sure the door's shut upstairs and everything else. Because I know he's packing. I know the dude's packing.
Yeah.
And he should come off,
and
I'm going to shoot him. It's real simple.
Yes.
Shoot my dog, I shoot you. Shit gets real simple.
Yep.
Don't ever kill my dog.
Dude, some of these cops kill these dogs, it looks like for sport.
Yeah, these cops are killing dogs, just jumping in somebody's yard, just chasing after somebody and shoot your dog. I'm telling you right now, you ever jump in my yard, shoot my dog, I will hunt you for the rest of my life.
Oh, dude.
Life. Yeah, that's
like that.
I don't want
one
kids.
Dude, there's a 911 call in Texas. I think it was that one movie with Mark Wahlberg where they got chased by the Taliban and they all died except for the one dude. He fell down cliffs and shit. I don't know if you ever saw that one. Came back and he's like, yeah, these guys broke into my, trying to break into my yard. They shot my dog. He's like, I'm chasing them right now in the car. He's like, we're doing about 120 right now. And he was like, you know, he was special ops, U.S. Army, yeah, or Marines or whatever. So these guys were toast.
Oh,
and he's like, you better get, yeah, dude. He was like, they killed my dog. They shot my dog. I'm going after them. He was like, that's how you like what you're talking about.
Yeah, you're the same way. You love your dog. I don't want kids.
Oh, yeah.
I never, ever wanted kids. I was just that type of person. I just don't. I don't want them. I've always loved dogs. I don't see, you know, the justice doesn't see it this way, as dogs as family. I think it's going to change, though. It's starting to.
Yeah.
I think it's starting to change, but it's going to take a while.
So, with all this LGBT shit, you'll probably be able to marry your dog soon. You can identify as a dog and have a dog wedding.
Guess what? Tennessee. They just passed a law in Tennessee. You cannot marry your first cousin anymore.
Damn. Can I at least love her? Can I at least enjoy her?
So, hey, there's no more banging. No more banging your first. Well,
hey,
you know what time
that is. That's what the elites do. The elites keep it in the family.
Yeah, only the elites.
Like the royal family.
Only the elites can do this. Only the elites. Nobody in Tennessee anymore. No more banging the first cousin. Well, you can bang him, just can't marry him.
No marry.
Don't,
just keep it secret. Keep it safe. Dude. Well, I guess if there's a law out there, they'll find a way to pass it, because that's all they can do. Just pass laws to fucking nanny status. Insane.
None of their goddamn business.
Yep. We've been going for about an hour and 20. You want to wrap it up?
Let's wrap her up.
All right. Let me give a quick prepper tip of the day. Prepper tip of the day on the Schatz Brothers show is physical fitness. Go out for walks. If you can, run. Hit the weights. By the way, Troy, Jen loves the little curls you told her about. Do the halves, the quarters. The half, the three quarters, the whole.
Good. I love it.
Yeah. Pump the weights, get in shape, get off the couch, at least go for a walk, get some sunshine. And, yeah, prepper tip of the day. Don't be a fat fuck. I mean.
Vote red.
What?
If you don't like where you're living. If you don't like the situation living in, vote red.
Vote red or 1-800-U-Haul, which is probably what I need to look into. I need to get a quote. Or I need
fuck
to throw away a lot of shit. Dude, I'd love to come to Tennessee now. Now I'm like, California, let's go. No, just kidding. we're waiting for that fucking, the lady's pension to kick in, and then we could go bail in a nice place. The nice pension, get some nice jobs. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to fall apart. So I just press.
Of course,
get your water.
You know how much other shit's in that bill? The blues like, oh, we gotta have LGBTQ queers to have freedom and schools. There's so much other. We're fucked.
Yeah,
we are.
$60 billion to Ukraine,
fucked.
Bro. In the state of California.
Buy just canned food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Get chunky soup. Nice chunky. Imagine if you had chunky soup and that was your one meal a day, a big-ass chunky can of soup, beef stew, I think you're going to be all right. You're going to lose some weight. you're going to have high for your sodium through the roof, but it's better than eating nothing, better than eating crickets.
I'm going to tell you a little secret. Get yourself a nice CO2 BB gun, a rifle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or a pistol.
That's a good idea.
Birds, pigeons. I know, unless you're in New York, if you're in New York, just go fuck yourself altogether. I don't want any part of you.
You could eat rats. If you're in New York, eat the rats. You're a rat.
Yeah. You are a rat. Get the fuck out of here. But birds, pigeons out in the, I don't even care. Anywhere but the big cities. You can eat the pigeons. And we've done this. We shot 20 pigeons out in the farmland in Colorado. And my buddy just popped them out, popped the breast out, wrapped it in bacon, put it on the grill.
Oh, wow. Sounds good.
I am not kidding you. It was the best meal I've ever had.
So fresh.
It was phenomenal. So in a dire situation, a CO2 rifle or a handgun, you can go to any bridge, because the pigeons live there, any barn, pigeons.
Just start popping them.
Just start lighting them up. You're going to need about 10.
Only thing you want to do is, too, you want to check for that pellet. You don't want to take a bite with no dentist and trip a tooth on a pellet or a BB.
Yeah, just like trout. You got to watch out for the bones.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a real easy way, and it's a good way to not get detected when shit goes down.
But when shit goes down, if everybody starts popping the birds are going to be gone real quick. But that is a good plan. You can get a couple meals out of those babies right there. Nice little lunch. And you could cook it over the rocket stove with the four cinder blocks.
Anything you want.
All right, brother. I think we had a good one today. Happy Sunday to you.
Happy Sunday, brother.
That's Brother Show, everybody. Everybody have a great Sunday. And we'll be back hopefully next Sunday. If not, well, the Sunday after that, maybe Friday, who knows when I pop on. All right, Fred, my brother, you have a great one. I'll talk to you soon.
Everybody,
got it.